today on Family Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Family Talk with your host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh, filling in for Dr. Dobson today. Yesterday on the broadcast, we brought you part one of a sermon given by the late Pastor Adrian Rogers as he discussed the waywardness of America from its godly founding. Even though Pastor Rogers passed away in late 2005, his message is still impactful today. There's a lot to get to, so let's jump into part two of Pastor Rogers' sermon given to his congregation at Bellevue Baptist Church in Cordova, Tennessee, here on the special edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Pastor Joe Wright of Kansas was asked to lead the Kansas State Senate in prayer. They were expecting the normal, flabby, perfunctory prayer there. But Pastor Joe Wright stood up and prayed, and here's what he prayed. Now, I want you to listen to this prayer, because when he prayed, the senators began to get up and walk out during the prayer. Here's what he prayed. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe unto those that call evil good. But that's exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and inverted our values. And then Pastor Joe went on to pray, we confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshiped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have neglected the needy and called it self-preservation. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed the unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it political savvy. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Guide and bless these men and women who have been sent here by the people of Kansas and who have been ordained by you to govern this great state. Grant them the wisdom to rule, and may their decisions direct us to the center of your will. I ask in the name of your Son, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what he prayed. Paul Harvey read this prayer on his program, and he got more requests for copies than any other thing he had ever done. I say, God, give us some more pastors like Joe Wright, who understands that God, who put this vineyard here, has a right not to ask for wild grapes. Now, what has been the result? What is this grave national danger? Well, there was external danger from her enemies. Look in verse 12. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all that they which pass by the way do pluck her? America's natural resources are being stripped away. We are at the same time losing our resources and losing our friends. I say we're known as the great Satan. People are plucking this vineyard. China. Red China has plucked the vineyard. They now have our nuclear secrets. They now can put a missile on any major city in the United States because the vine has been blessed, has been plucked. External danger from her enemies. Internal danger from corruption. Look in verse 13. The boar, the wild hog of the wood, doth waste it. Now, a hog is not only content to eat the fruit. The hog deals with the root. Something is happening in America that is very un-American. America has become so immoral and immoral, so corrupt, so vile, For further information, consult the front page of any newspaper. Friend, a tidal wave of filth is sweeping across America. Crookedness, lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, divorce, murder, lust, dope, vice. We say America is number one. She is. She's number one in homosexuality, number one in radical feminism, number one in divorce, number one in the destruction of family values, number one in abortion, number one in political correctness, number one in occult humanistic New Age religion. That's America. I'm telling you, we're in a moral freefall. Think of what is happening in the schools of America. We're shocked by what happened in Littleton. But why? Prayer is out. Policemen are in. Bibles are out. Values clarification is in. The Ten Commandments are out. Rape and armed robbery and murder and bombs are in. Creation is out. Evolution is in. Corporal punishment is out. Disrespect and rebellion is in. Traditional values are out. Unwed motherhood is in. Abstinence is out. Condoms and abortion are in. Learning is out. Social engineering is in. Happy days are out. Goth fashion. Marilyn Manson. Gangsta rap. Heavy rock. Heavy metal is in. Blasphemy is in. Praise is out. In a public school, you can tell someone go to hell. Friend, I think it's time we told them to go to heaven. I think it's time that we spoke up. There is external danger, verse 12. There is internal danger, verse 13. And there is eternal danger, verses 14 and 15. Look at it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold, and visit this vine and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted and the branch which thou madest strong for thyself. Now watch this in verse 16. It, the vine, is burned with fire and it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Now it is God himself who is bringing judgment. God's judgment is like an axe, according to this verse, laid to the root of the tree. God's judgment is like a consuming fire. And that's what's happening in America. Come up close and I want to tell you something, friend. Not only is God America's only hope, God is America's biggest threat. God is America's biggest threat. Look at it again. Verse 16, it is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Now what we have done is we have expelled God from our schools and from our government, and God is about ready to impeach America. Now you say, how do you say that we've expelled God? Well, now listen to what happened. The United States Supreme Court banned prayer in public schools in 1962. Then in 1963, they banned the Bible. Now, evidently, we've been doing something wrong for a long time. But then in 1963, they banned the Bible. And then the Ten Commandments were banned in 1980. What we have become is legally an atheistic state. There's presently more religious freedom in the former Soviet Union than there is in America today. Then this was compounded by 1973 when abortion on demand was legalized. Little babies in the mother's womb were given the status of non-beings. January 22nd, 1973, surely is going to go down as the blackest day in American history when 9 Supreme Court justices, a self-anointed priest of humanism, said that these little babies are not real human beings. And the soil of America has been stained since that time with the blood of 40 million aborted babies. Friend, there's something awfully wrong in America. You see, we've expelled God from America. There's no room for God. I was listening last Sunday morning to the news, as I sometimes do before I preach, and I heard William Bennett, former Secretary of Education, speak on a forum. He talked about what happened in Columbine High School out in Colorado. And he questioned how the staff and faculty at Columbine High could have failed to do anything about these guys walking around in trench coats and saying, Heil Hitler. Mr. Bennett went on to say, he guarantees someone would have noticed if Cassie Bernal, she was a little girl that was shot for her faith, if Cassie Bernal, a born-again Christian and one of the victims of the slaughter, had been carrying a Bible around the school and praising Jesus Christ. Cassie, a junior, was fatally shot by one of the gunmen after he asked her if she believed in God, and she said yes. If little Cassie and her friends had been walking through the school carrying Bibles and saying, Hail the Prince of Peace, King of Kings, they would have been hauled into the principal's office, Mr. Bennett said on Meet the Press. But others can walk through the halls and say, Heil Hitler. Something is wrong in America, folks. Now let me tell you, you want me to put it in a sentence, what is wrong in America? The hedge is down. How else do you explain what is happening in God blessed America? You see, why are we suffering all of these problems? We are so jaded, it's almost like we have the tragedy du jour, the tragedy of the day. I listen to the radio. Now what's happened? Well, we mistakenly bombed the Chinese embassy. Now what has happened? We've had a tornado that comes ripping through the heartland. Now what has happened? We've had a student shot here. Now what has happened? We've had this thing over here. After one thing after another. Why is this? Because, friend, the hedge is down. It began in 1962 when we kicked God out. And the judgment is ripening. Listen to this. In the mid-1980s, the Midwest and California suffered the worst drought in history. Then that drought was followed by record rains in both of these sections. And the drought was followed by severe flooding. In 1989, Hurricane Hugo struck Charleston, South Carolina, doing immense damage. Soon after Hugo, a powerful earthquake rocked San Francisco. In 1992, 10 of the most powerful quakes in the world in 1992 were centered in California, including the most powerful earthquake in the world that year, 7.6 magnitude in California. On the heels of that in 1992, Hurricane Andrew, one of the most powerful and destructive ever, hit southern Florida. And then in that same year, the worst rioting since the Civil War took place in Los Angeles. And then a number of tornadoes swept across America. And then a record forest fire swept through the West, especially in California. In 1993, record storms slammed the East Coast of this nation. And then in 1993, the worst terrorist attack in American history struck New York City. And then California was again hit with record wildfires, and then we began mass killings and serial killings in America. They have become a regular occurrence since in the 1990s. And then in 1994, the coldest temperatures ever recorded since records have been kept since the 80s. 1880s covered the Midwest and the East. The cold was so intense that the wind chill hit near 90 below in some states. We say, well, Pastor, the economy is doing good. Did you know that in the 80s, America went from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation? Did you know that in the 80s? Did you know that from 1990 to 1998, 9 million Americans went bankrupt, and that is a record since the Great Depression? And then people are saying, what about the tornadoes there in Oklahoma? We've never had one like that in the history of America, these great tornadoes that are coming by. You say, well, Pastor, is God doing all of that? No. The hedge is down. This is what the enemy's been wanting to do for a long time. I mean, he's just been walking around saying, how can I get in? How can I get in? How can I get in? I can't get in. I can't get in. Oh, this is a God-blessed America. But America says, God, we don't want you out. Out. Out of our schools. Out of our government. We don't want you, God. Do you know what the prayer was when the Supreme Court ruled that our children could not pray in school? Was it a great, terrible prayer they prayed? No, here's what they prayed. Almighty God, We acknowledge our dependence upon Thee. We beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, our country. Amen. Oh, they said, you can't do that in America. We don't want the Bible. We don't want prayer. We don't want the Ten Commandments. We'll handle it ourselves. God says, I'll just take away the hedge. Leviticus 18, verse 25, and the land is defiled, therefore do I visit the iniquity thereof upon it. One last thing. There may be, friend, a gracious national deliverance. It's not too late. Notice the prayer of this patriot beginning in verse 14. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. What should we do this Mother's Day? Number one, we must look up. Look up. Look in verse 14. Return, we beseech thee, O Lord of hosts. God is the only one big enough, strong enough, wise enough to deliver us and save us. And we must seek God's face and not God's hand. Notice verse 19. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. We need to return unto God with fasting, praying, weeping, an old-fashioned revival. Now, don't worry about who's the elected officers are in the White House or the State House. God doesn't have to route revival through Washington. We must look up. We must confess up. Look, if you will, in verse 16. This vine is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. It is sin that caused God to take down the hedge. We must confess and turn from our wicked way. Number three, not only must we look up and confess up, we must speak up. Look in verse 17. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. And by the way, who is that? Who is that? Who is he talking about here? He's talking about Jesus Christ. That's who he's talking about in this verse. This is a prophetic psalm. He is saying that the hope is in the Son of God. Let thy hand to be upon the man of thy right hand. That's Jesus. The Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. And in the name of Jesus, we need to speak up. They tell us to go back under the rock. We need to come out from under the rock and stand on this rock. The Lord Jesus Christ. People say, oh, that's politics and religion. Let me tell you something about the church. The church is not the master of the state, nor is the church the servant of the state. The church is the conscience of the state. We need to speak up and say what God's word says. Satan's strategy is to keep good people, good men, good women, silent in evil times. And you need to tell your boys and girls when they step on school property, they have still full amendment rights and freedom of speech to pray, to carry their Bibles, and to witness for Jesus Christ. But Pastor Rogers, you're so insensitive. Don't you know that if your children pray, somebody might be offended? Friend, our children are offended every day at school. Offended by militant atheism, by humanism, by pornography, by heavy rock music, by profanity, by amoral sex education. By the way, there is nothing in the First Amendment that says somebody is protected from being offended. The Bible teaches that we're to speak. And our Constitution says that nobody shall abridge our rights to speak. And so what I'm trying to say is that we must look up. We must confess up. We must speak up. And we must stand up. Look again in verses 18 and 19. So will we not go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. We don't have to have great numbers. Lenin began his communist revolution in 1917-19 with just several thousand. Castro took Cuba, I can remember, with a little band of cutthroats. On the positive side, Jesus started with 12 disciples. Joshua 22, 23, verse 10, one man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he has promised. It's just time we stood up. You know what's wrong with so many of us now? We are so shell-shocked. It's been coming at us. Bad news is like we're drinking from a fire hose. Friend, it's hard to build a dam when you're floating down the stream. We need to look up. We need to confess up. We need to speak up. We need to stand up. And we need for God to bless America one more time. When I was a little boy, the Japanese dropped bombs on Pearl Harbor. Afterward, the United States rallied and won the war. Admiral Yamamoto, you remember him, Yamamoto? You know what he said later on? Here's a quote. I want you to listen to it. He said, I had intended to deal a fatal blow to the American fleet by attacking Pearl Harbor. I fear that all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve. He said, I thought this would destroy them. But said all it did was just to fill them with a terrible resolve. And they won the war. Now what I want to say, dear friend, is this. It's time that God's people were filled with a terrible resolve. Amen. It's time God said, oh God, here's a vine. We're in great despair. But Lord, there was a glorious design. But Lord, there's a grave danger. But oh God, give us deliverance. Please, oh God. Pastor Rogers, you know, this is Mother's Day. I mean, we just came to smell flowers. We just came to hug mamas. We just came to celebrate babies. Friend, there won't be any flowers, any mamas, any homes if we don't take this nation back. It is time for God to work in America. I was talking to somebody the other day. He was talking about Hollywood and everything and the government and all of these things. And they said, it's not a fair fight. And I said, that's right, it's not a fair fight. For their sake, it's not a fair fight. We're the ones who have the advantage, not them. Friend, we've got the Word, the Holy Ghost. We've got God. Amen. They're the ones who ought to be afraid. This is our battle axe. Jesus is our commander. The Holy Spirit is our ally. And victory is ours through the man of God's right hand, the man of his choosing, Jesus Christ.
An amazing sermon indeed about where America is right now and how important it is to get back to our biblical roots. On today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, you've been listening to Pastor Adrian Rogers' sermon entitled, Will God Impeach America? Now, in case you missed part one of this sermon on yesterday's program, just go to drjamesdobson.org and you'll hear that program in its entirety. Again, you'll find it on our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. Did you know that we have an account on Twitter as well? You can find our profile by searching Dr. James Dobson FT. Make sure you retweet some of your favorite shows to your followers or tweet at us what you've enjoyed about even today's episode. Again, search Dr. James Dobson FT on Twitter and click follow. We hope you enjoyed this classic program today on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. There are a lot more vintage shows planned for the remainder of this year, along with some new guests that we hope you will really love. Family Talk is an entirely listener-supported ministry, and we rely on your tax-deductible financial contributions to continue in our fight for faith and family. If you're able to help us financially, you can do so securely online at drjamesdobson.org. You can also call toll-free 877-732-7255. 877-672-6825. Again, the toll-free number to call with your financial contribution, 877-732-6825. And thank you for your support. And now for Dr. Dobson, I'm Roger Marsh. Be sure to join us again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Hope you have a blessed rest of your day, everyone.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Hi, Dr. Tim Clinton for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Hey, right now, grab your cell phone, go to your app store, and click on the Dr. James Dobson Family Talk app. Download it right now, and you can start listening anywhere at any time. 24/7, 365.